Jessica Simpson, Harry Styles, Nick Cannon, all in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell checking into the Ralphie Show now. We'll start with Jessica Simpson, new addition to the family and a nice home inside, I guess literally and figuratively speaking. Right, Andrew?
That's right. She's got a new nursery for baby Ace. Life and Style can reveal that the nursery is a vintage truck and car theme. One of the guests at her baby shower actually gave her a little toy car that Ace, when he's big enough, can roll around in.
Oh, that's cute. And by the way, if you want to see a photo of that car, you can do so in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Let's talk a little One Direction right now. Of course, currently touring here throughout the States. Harry Styles locked up again. Who's the girl, Andrew?
She's a model by the name of Kara Rose Marshall, and she's a little bit older. She's 22. Harry's 19, but it looks like he's finally moved on from Taylor Swift, and they were spotted together in L.A. on June 30th, but most recently, Harry was spotted on stage. He was getting a little bit sick. He actually threw up on stage.
Wow. I wonder what it was, if perhaps the choreography and everything was a little too much for him, or if maybe the night before was a little too much for him.
But sources are telling us that a 14-year-old girl at the concert saved some of it and is now wearing it around her neck in some sort of necklace vial type thing.
Aw, I'm going to throw up just thinking about that. Let's just keep going here. Mike, that's ridiculous. All right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly here, and Andrew Nodell. Speaking of ridiculous, Amanda Bynes in the news, but not for the reason that you might think. Life and Style recently caught up with Nick Cannon. What did he have to say, Andrew?
He's interested in doing a duet with Amanda. Now, those who have been following Amanda Bynes' tweets are aware that she wants to go into the studio and start her musical career. And Nick Cannon told us that he's fully supportive of this and would love to collaborate with Amanda Bynes.
So I guess they really have nothing to lose.
That's true. I mean, at the end of the day, he tells us at the end of the day it's going to be entertaining, and I can't agree with him more.
Yeah, no, it will be entertaining, I'm sure, at the very least. We'll read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, have a great weekend.
You too.